Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. This meditation is an invitation to remember the many ways life holds and supports us, even in times of difficulty and uncertainty. Through the quiet presence of the breath, the earth beneath us, and the love and kindness that has touched our lives, we're invited to soften our struggle with what is here and simply rest a while, discovering that perhaps we don't have to carry life alone. Life is carrying us too. So I invite you to settle into a comfortable posture. Allow the body to arrive exactly as it is. Remind your mind that there's nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing to accomplish or improve. Simply open to what is here for a while. Gently notice the rhythm of your breath, how it arrives and leaves. The body knows how to breathe. Gently notice the rhythm of your heart. The heart knows how to beat. And notice too how your body is being supported, how its weight is held. The chair, the floor, the earth asks nothing of you. Each knows how to carry you. We spend so much time carrying or holding. Too often we forget life carries and holds us as well. So for these few moments together, let's sit in silence and bring attention to the breath that sustains us and the earth that carries and holds us. Today's meditation asks the question, what if our first response to suffering wasn't to fix it or explain it or escape it, but simply to bless the one who carries it? Gently, softly, bring your attention into your body. Scan it slowly. Notice what's present. Ease or tension, or both. Some flavor of joy or sadness, or both. Certainty or uncertainty. Whatever you encounter, note that there is no right experience, only the one that's here. And perhaps quietly whisper to yourself, this is here. It belongs. This is here. It belongs. Not because you like it. Not because you want it to stay. Simply because it's already here. This is here. It belongs. Notice what happens when nothing inside is asked to leave. Perhaps the body softens, rests a bit deeper. Perhaps it doesn't. Here too can either be welcome. Note that as well. Perhaps the mind offers negative commentary. Note that as well. This is here. It belongs. We often imagine that peace and ease will come when life finally becomes the way we want it. When the difficult conversations are over. When the diagnosis changes. When grief is finished. When uncertainty disappears. And yet, what if peace and ease is not waiting for life to change? What if peace and ease are found in the moments we stop arguing about what is already here? Follow the breath. Rest a while with that question. What if peace and ease are found in moments I stop arguing with what is already here, and instead hold it, comfort it, weep with it, grieve it, rest. Rest a while and gently repeat, what if peace and ease begin the moment I stop arguing with what's already here. Begin gently widening your awareness. Notice the sounds around you, near and far. Notice the temperature of the air, the touch of clothing against your skin, the gentle movement of the breath behind it all. Become aware that life is much larger than the thoughts moving through the mind. The mind tells one story after another. Awareness holds them all. And widening your field of awareness once more, open to the quiet presence of others who care for you, those who believe in you, individuals who have offered kindness when you needed it the most. Perhaps they're still living, perhaps not. You don't have to picture them clearly. Simply notice what it feels like to remember all the love that has touched your life. Allow those memories to rest on your heart like a warm hand. Now ask yourself, without needing an answer, what else is supporting me right now that I've forgotten to notice? The room you're in? the house, its roof and foundation, its furnishings, its hot and cold running water. The friendships of animals and birds. Courage, grace, spunk, a sense of humor. And then there's social groups, workplaces, and places of worship. Perhaps faith. Or the simple pause. Allow whatever comes to arrive gently. What else is supporting you right now that you've forgotten to notice? Take a few slow breaths, receiving each inhale as though life were saying, I am here. And perhaps on the exhale, as though a reply offer, I'm here too. Life is here, and so are you. A poem by Father John O'Donohue, entitled Blessing. On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the gray window and the ghosts of loss get into you, may a flock of colors, indigo, red, green, azar blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. When the canvas frays in the church of thoughts, and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight that brings you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life. As we prepare to end our meditation, notice that whatever you brought with you today may still be here, and yet, Perhaps something else is here as well. A little more space. A little more steadiness. Or a little more trust. Not because your circumstances have changed, but because your relationship with them in this moment has softened.